Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Oh yes, what a mighty God we serve. Again, we just want to welcome you to be with us today. Just to come in and sit and just enjoy the word that God has for us. Yes, yes, yes. He is such a wonderful God. Oh, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's glorious, glorious. He's majesty. Yes, he is. He is. We just thank him. We just thank him for just allowing us to come together today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one could do us like the Lord. Nobody. Nobody could do us like the Lord, huh? What a mighty God. The Lord is near. He's near to all who call upon him. That's in Psalms 145:18. The Lord is near to everyone who calls upon him. Glory to God. Glory to God, huh? Oh, we thank him. We thank him for just allowing us to be able to call him. And we thank him for just answering us. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, we thank him. We thank him. There's nothing that we have done, nothing that we will ever do that will give us the privilege and the right standards with him. It's all from his grace and mercy that he allows us to come into his presence. And for us to be able to call on him, it's grace and mercy that he gives us. We thank him. We thank him for his son, Jesus. We thank him for you. Yeah, we thank him for you too. Glory to God. Glory to God. We serve a living and a true and a living God. Yeah, he's truthful. Yeah, he's righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that so much is going on today. So much. But we come praying for our nation. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our communities and our families. And we pray and ask God to give us strength for ourselves. Oh, we can't leave ourselves out. We ask God. Yeah. We ask him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you for your son, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are I am. You are. The I am. You are. You are everything, oh God. Everything that we could ever imagine, everything that we could ever think of, you are God. You are omnipotent, oh God. You're omnipresent, oh God. We thank you, Master. We thank you for the great things that you do. Oh God, you are great and you are mighty. Oh Master, we thank you, God. Oh, we thank you for just creating us, oh God, and then allowing us, oh God, to be clean and washed, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, Master. Oh, it was nothing that we did, nothing that we will ever do. Just serve you, God. Just serve you, God. Just acknowledge you, Master, knowing that you are our Lord and our Savior. And our Jesus Christ, you are the Christ. Oh, and we thank you, God. Yeah, we thank you, God. There were times when we didn't know you in the pardons of our sins, oh God. But we ask, oh God, that you forgive us of our sins. Clean us up. Wash us. Hold us out, oh God. Clean us with hyssop, and we will be washed whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Oh, Master, we lift up the communities, God. The communities need to be washed, oh God. The communities need to have a relationship with you, Master. We ask, oh God, that you let us be the light shining in those dark places, God, that they will see you in us. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Our families, God, they need you. Our family members, God, they need to have a Savior. We lift them up to you right now, God. We lift up the leaders, oh God. Help leaders to be people who will lead us in the right direction, God. Knowing you first, God. God, that you ordained them. It wasn't them that ordained themselves, but you ordained them, oh God. Grant us leaders, oh God, who can be accountable, oh God, who will lay down at night knowing that they serve a true and a living God, just like we do. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for taking care of us. Mm-hmm. For letting us be the light. For showing us the way. We thank you, God. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We just thank God for everyone that is present with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that we have been studying the word, and our word has been calm. Calm in a storm. Calm. Most of the time, that is when we need to be calm, when we're in something. Yeah. When we're in an awkward place, an awkward position, an awkward situation, we need to be calm. We need to be cool and collected, huh? Glory to God. And he's the only one. He's the only one can allow us to be cool and calm and collected. Collected means everything is collected and it's operating together and it's controlled in a mild setting. Yeah. Glory to God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit keeps us calm, cool, and collected. The Holy Spirit keeps us with a smile on our face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to be calm. We want to act calm. We want to stay calm. We want to look calm. And we want to live calm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many of you know that God has a sense of humor? God has a sense of humor too. Yeah. God likes to laugh. He likes a good laugh, just like you do. Yeah. He enjoys a good laugh. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalms 37 and 12 and 13 says that the wicked plot against the godly. And it says, they snare at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs. Listen to that. The Lord, he laughs. Mm-hmm. For he sees their days of judgment is coming. That's why he can laugh. That's why he can sit back and have a smile on his face. Hallelujah. Why? Because God knows who he is. He know he's Alpha and Omega. He know who he is. Glory to God. He has a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God has a sense. He has a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to teach us. He's trying to teach us how to be calm. He's trying to teach us how to throw our head back and get a good chuckle. Get a good chuckle. Yeah. Glory to God. Turn with me to Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Chapter 51. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yeah. Your host for this evening. Isaiah 51. And we're going to start off at verse 12. We're just going to go right on through this because we have been enjoying this word, the word of calm. And you know, it may sound strange to some of you, and some of you may be able to bear witness to this, but each time that God gives me a word, I have to live that word. I have to experience that word. What I mean, I have to put that word into action. And it happens to me the whole time that I'm learning the word, with you. I'm learning that word too. I'm living that word as I'm giving that word out. That's the God that I serve. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Verse 12 says, I am the one who comforts you. Mm-hmm. Who are you that you should be afraid of man? Who shall die? And of a son of man, who shall be made as grass? Now listen to that. Mm-hmm. Who are you? Mm-hmm. God is trying to bring us to a place where we can be relaxed, where we could have calmness, and where we can live it, where we could share it, and we look calm through all kind of situations, no matter what's going on. He says, I. Mm-hmm. He who calms you, he calms us. Mm-hmm. Who are you that you are afraid of a man? A man. That's what he's telling you. You afraid of him? Look at that. Who can die? And the son of man who is like grass, he withers away? Who you should really be looking at? Who you should be looking at? The question is, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Calm down. Calm down, my sister. Calm down, my brother. Know who you are. Look at yourself. You're afraid of a man who can easily die? Mm-hmm. He is like grass and he withers away? Calm down. Calm down. Glory to God. Look at this. Verse 13 tells us, and I forget it, the Lord, thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth and has feared continuously every day because of the fury of the oppressed. And as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury? Where is the fury? Yeah, where is it? And it says that you have forgotten. You have forgotten the Lord. You have forgotten who your maker is. You have lost your train of thoughts. You have put aside your teaching. Yeah, you have forgotten. He's the one who has stretched forth. He opened up the heavens. He's the one. He has laid the foundation of the earth. Mm-hmm. That fear continuously all day long because of the fury of the oppressor. Mm-hmm. As he makes ready to destroy. But where is the fury of the oppressor? That's the question. Fury. The violence. Mm-hmm. The energy that it takes to become displaced, yeah, in a natural setting. The wildness, the violence of the anger, being angry, that is fury. But he's telling us to be calm, to bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down. Mm-hmm. The oppressor, the dictator, the one who enslaves, the persecutor. He's talking to us. Mm. And he says, talk to me. Talk to me, somebody. I am the Holy Spirit. Talk to, as the Holy Spirit talks to us, he talks to me too. Listen to this. For us to calm down. Mm-hmm. I can't say it enough. To know who you are. Don't forget whose you are. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this. Look at it very carefully. We're going to come back to that verse 12. Mm-hmm. Bookmark that. Verse 14 says, the captive, the exiled, the hastened, that he may be loosened and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. Listen to that. The captive being held against your will, not in agreement with any action that is taking place in your life right now. You're in captivity. Mm-hmm. But let me remind you again to be calm. To be calm in every situation, knowing that God is your Father, knowing that you are His child. To be calm. Mm-hmm. Because this too shall pass. Glory to God. It's going to pass. It's only temporary. It's only a test. You've heard that many times. Only a test. But while you're in this unwanted place, notice you're still alive. Notice that you're not starving. Notice that you just may not have a steak or some shrimps or hors d'oeuvre, but you're alive. That's the most important thing. Your Heavenly Father is protecting you. There's a lesson to learn. So open up your eyes, open up your ears, and listen to what the Lord is saying. Listen. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's talking. Mm-hmm. He's talking to us. Teen says, I am the Lord, thy God. Mm-hmm. I'm the God that divided the sea. Look at this. I divided the sea, whose waves roared. The waves. The Lord of hosts is his name. Glory to God. That's his name. He's the Lord of the hosts. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of the heavens. He's my Lord and my Savior. I have to get personal. He's my King. Hallelujah. He's my deliverer. Glory to God. He's my keeper. Hallelujah. When men say it can't be done, hallelujah. I trust. I rest in God. Nobody else. Hallelujah. Should I remind you again that we have a God who is faithful and he's just to keep us through. He's going to keep us through. And while we are going through. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say you was going to stay there. He didn't say you was going to stay there. But while you're going through it, listen to this. Be calm. Hallelujah. Be calm. He is our God. Hallelujah. We are his people. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. You didn't choose him. He chose you. So you are his. And he's not divorcing you. Yeah. He's not breaking the covenant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not breaking it. He's not breaking that agreement that he had. He's not doing it. When he went on that cross, that was an agreement that was signed with his blood. Hallelujah. Yeah. Whew. Thank you, Lord. He's the one. He divided the sea. Remember how the sea stood up? It stood up tall. It stood up tall. Tall as a wall on both sides. Hallelujah. So he's saying to us today to be calm, to be quiet, to listen, to be in tune. Oh, yes, above all, to know who you are in Christ, to know whose you are, to know your God, and to know what his capabilities are. He said he would never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Stand on that word. It could be in a dark place, but stand on that word. Mm-hmm. It could be a time when funds are lacking. Stand on the word of God. Trust him. That's my key word. Trust him. When men say it can't be done, trust God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Trust him. Turn with me quickly to Proverbs 1:33. And this is very simple. Proverbs 1:33. Glory to God. And it says, whoever listens to me will deliver. No, I'm sorry. Whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster. What am I saying here? Listen to God. Listen. Not your girlfriend. Don't listen to your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Listen to God. Not your buddy. Listen to God. God is talking. Listen to him. Clean those ears out and listen to God. Get in tune to what the Lord is saying. And don't sit there and tell me he never talks to me. He talks to all of us. All of us who desires to hold a conversation with him. There's a dialogue that goes between us and God. Hallelujah. And it's called prayer time. Yeah. You pray. And he hear you. And he come back. And he talks to you. Glory to God. That's the kind of Savior that we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen to God. Why? Because he will bring you secure. And he will keep you at ease. He's going to keep you calm, cool, and collected. Yeah. Ease means to be silent, to be peaceful, to be quiet in a quiet place. Hallelujah. Yeah. Many times your spirit man needs to be quiet. Yeah, yeah. The spirit of God, yeah, he needs to be quiet. Yeah, that Holy Spirit will come and he will quieten you down, quieten you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be without dread. What is dread? Fearfulness. You're going to be without that. You're going to feel secure. You're going to be fixed. You're going to be fastened. You're going to be tightly held together. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This is the God that we serve. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. Oh, yeah. He's even in the middle. He's in the middle. He's in the mix. He's just that kind of God. He wants us to be calm. He wants us to know that he said he would fight our battle. Glory to God. He said he'd fight it. If you just keep still. He said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Stand back and watch me. I'm God. I can fight for you. Glory to God. That's what our Lord says. That's what we should embrace. That's what we should hold on to. Hallelujah. Yeah. He loves us. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us in spite of. Glory to God. Yeah, in spite of. I want to go back to 12 where it says that even I, he who comforts you, who are you that you should be afraid of man? If you want to be afraid of somebody, you should be afraid of a God who created you, a God who can really punish. Yeah. If you really want to be afraid, fear him. Fear God and do the right thing. Fear God and live. Huh? Fear him and walk upright. Fear him and love your sister and your brother. Fear God and don't steal. Fear God and do right by all men. Hallelujah. Fear him. Yeah, that's what we should be fearful of. Not man. Not a man who will eventually die. Not a man who will wither as grass. Fear God. Yeah, who created this earth. Fear God who created you. He created your body. Yeah, fear him. Mm-hmm. He's calling us today. And he's asking us to come and sup with him. Sup with him. Yeah. And we see that this is in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, who is the prophet, and he's talking to the children of God. That's you and me. And he's telling us that we should be calm. There are a lot of things that's going on. A lot of disasters. And that's why right here it says that disasters will come. They will. Disasters will come. But just so happen while you're in the disaster to be calm. Ask God to help you to be calm. Many times we can't be calm on our own. We have no ability how to be calm. But we ask God to give us the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who is our keeper. He is our guide. He can teach us how to be calm. Passes all understanding. He said it will keep your heart. Glory to God. And it will keep your mind. Hallelujah. Trust him. When you can't seem to see him, when you can't seem to touch him, when you can't seem to feel him, just trust him knowing that he's there. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's not always what we see. The grass is not always green on the other side. Many times behind that green grass, there is some old grass that's dead. When men say, you can't, he's the one who says, go on, my child. Go on. Go on. Try it. I will uphold you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. What a mighty God we serve. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us in spite of some of the things that we have done. Oh, yes. Glory to God. He said that he desires for us to be saved. He said that he wished that no man would perish, but that every man would come unto repentance. Hallelujah. Am I talking to you today? Repentance. Repentance will bring on a change. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Oh, thank you, God, for this word. Thanking you, God, for teaching us how to be calm, how to be cool and collected, how to be able to have peace that surpasses all understanding. Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that those of you, any listener that don't know you in the importance of their sin, we ask right now, God, that you draw them, oh God, draw them closer to you, Master, that they will come to know you and repent of their sins. Repentance is only a form where they will ask God to forgive them and clean them from all unrighteousness. And we know that you will do it, Master. And we thank you. Amen. Amen. We look to having you back with us Sunday evening, 7 to 8, with God's Favorite Ministries, Pastor Vivian George, and back with us, Victorious Living, next Friday at 7 o'clock, at the same time, at the same number. We look forward to seeing you. Be blessed.